This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's national returning officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, today announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world. Mr. Modi said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the BJP. He underlined that the newly appointed BJP national president belongs to the generation that has witnessed major economic, social and technological transformations in the country. The Prime Minister also underscored that Mr. Naveen possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organisational work that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party. Prime Minister Modi also emphasised that for the past several months, from the smallest unit of the organisation to the election of the national president, the entire process has been carried out in a completely democratic manner. Mr. Modi also highlighted that people's trust in the BJP has continuously strengthened. He added that in the last 11 years, the party has had a remarkable journey of earning public trust. The Prime Minister underlined that service to the people has always been the party's topmost priority.
Janta Janardan ki seva, ye hamare liye hamesha sarvopari rahi. Humne sabta ko sukh ka nahi, balki seva ka madhyam banaya hai. Isliye भाजपा पर जनता का विश्वास निरंतर मजबूत होता गया है। अगर बीते 11 वर्षों की ही बात करें तो भाजपा की यात्रा जन विश्वास अर्जित करने की अद्भुत यात्रा रही है।
यूनियन मिनिस्टर जेपी नड्डा आल्सो हेल्ड मिस्टर नवीन्स इलेक्शन एंड टर्म्ड इट एज अ हिस्टोरिक ओकेशन. Enforcement Directorate today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The searches were conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Shabrimala Temple. The investigation follows multiple FIRs registered by the Kerala Crime Branch, revealing deep-rooted criminal conspiracy involving officials of the Travancore Devaswam Board, private individuals, intermediaries and jewellers. According to preliminary investigation, gold-clad sacred artefacts were deliberately misrepresented as copper plates in official records and unlawfully removed from the temple premises during the period 2019 to 2025. Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi today declined to read out the DMK government-prepared text as part of his customary address in the State Assembly due to inaccuracies in it. Lok Bhavan issued a detailed clarification asserting that the Governor was denied an opportunity to speak. It was stated that Governor was declined to read the address after his microphone was repeatedly switched off and he was not permitted to place his views before the House. The Lok Bhavan said the Tamil Nadu government's claim that the state attracted huge investments to the tune of over 12 lakh crore rupees is far from the truth. Leaders of European Union countries will hold an emergency summit on Thursday on US threats of tariffs linked to President Trump's stated desire to acquire Greenland. European Commission spokesperson Olaf Gill said EU is engaging with Washington at all levels over the tariff threats and the bloc is taking every possible step to protect its economic interest. He said the bloc is ready to respond if the threatened tariffs are imposed. Early on Sunday, EU ambassadors met in Brussels for an emergency session on the same issue. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in a league match at the Kottambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs. The first leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin at Leh in Ladakh today. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.